Town 102. Michael from Thompson & Morgan is in the studio with me. We've been talking about the idea of actually growing your own veg, growing your own tomatoes, growing your own salad, make your garden look great and actually useful. A useful garden in 2013. That's a good idea. You don't have to go for sprouts and the old favourites, do you? You can go for something a little bit different.
Yeah, we've got some really nice new unusual veg at the moment, actually. You talked about potatoes before. We've actually got something very similar to a potato, which is called a yacon. That's Y-A-C-O-N. Mm. Very unusual vegetable from Peru. It tastes a bit like a pear, so imagine a potato that was a little bit sweet.
So potato sort of looking skin?
Yeah. It looks exactly like a potato. Makes a brilliant plant in the garden, though. It's about 6 to 8 foot tall, and it has blooms like sunflowers. So
It's
a really pretty plant for the border. You'll get about 4 to 5 kilos of, kind of potato-like fruit from there. And it's a really big cropper. And like I say, the flavour is slightly sweet, so you can use it. Maybe as you would water chestnuts in stir-fries.
Okay, so stir-fries or
perhaps boiled,
maybe?
As you would conventionally.
Yeah.
And it's good for diabetics, too. Because it's very sweet, but it's also, you know, safe for diabetics. So it's a really good one to go for.
And that's called what again?
Yeah, it's called yacon.
Yacon.
Can be found on our website. So that's okay. Y-A-C-O-N.
Okay, yacon. Yeah. Old favourites like sprouts.
Sprouts.
You sort of I love sprouts. I'm guessing already you are very much in the camp. Oh, no, sprouts.
No, I actually like sprouts. I know this sounds odd for a vegetable because we always say don't overcook them because then it ruins the flavour, but I think sprouts need to be overcooked and a bit mushy in order to enjoy them. So I think too many times you go to restaurants and have Christmas dinners and they're undercooked and you have a bad view of sprouts. But we've got a new sprout called Petit Posy, actually, which is more... It's more going to bloom like a flower. It's a cross with kale, if you know kale. It's a kind of very frilly
sort of,
kind of green.
You get sort of purpley, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's a lot more open. It's a bit more fun, and maybe you'll try and get kids to eat those type of sprouts because haven't got that traditional sproutness to them.
when you talk to people that don't like them, people moan about the fact that they're too dense, aren't they? You bite into cabbage and it sort of breaks up.
You can stir-fry sprouts, though. You can slice them up and cook them with chestnuts.
I'm sold. I love my sprouts. I love them. When you were a child, what was the first thing you grew then? Did you do that? Their old favourite of mustard and cress, which was a school project.
Eggshell.
I'm sure we did on cotton wool or something, I think.
Yeah, and runner beans in jars as well.
And were they a good crop?
Relatively. I remember one of the first plants I planted into the garden or was ready to plant into the garden. We'd grown it at school and I went to plant it out in my little patch in the garden. And I turned around and I stood on it and I think I cried for an hour.
It's like, no, all that work. Here's my baby.
That's my first gardening memory, killing my own plant.
We'll talk more with Michael from Thompson Morgan after the news headlines. We've got a bit of showbiz and finding out why. Seriously, Wizard of Oz fans here in Ipswich and across Suffolk are polishing their ruby slippers. They are very, very excited. You're thinking, oh,